Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tonight's shir in Siman Shin Yud Tes, we're up to Sifkid Beis, the last line on page Kuf Mem Beis, about to turn on to page 284. The Mechaber says in Sifkid Beis, Kol Mokom Shemutu L'Sanen Yayin B'Sudur, anytime you're allowed to strain wine in a scarf, like we discussed last night, Mutur L'Sanenu B'Kfifa Mitzvahs, you can also strain it in a wicker basket. The Rama explains that a kfifa mitzvah is pirish kupa sha'usim ba min ha'goma u'mimine arava. It's a kind of basket that's made out of reeds or types of willow branches. It's really like a wicker basket. So if you're allowed to use a scarf, you're also allowed to use this wicker basket as the sieve. V'yizor shelo yagbia kfifa mishuli akli tefach mishum shinu. You have to make sure that you don't place this basket from the bottom of the kli that's underneath it more than a tefach. We'll see two reasons for this, but it has to be more than a tefach within a tefach. It shouldn't be a tefach separating between the bottom of the kfifa mitzvahs and the kli that the wine is going to drip into. The Mechaber says the reason is mishum shinui, we want there to be a change from the normal way. Says the Mishaburas, if katan nem zayin kol mokum. Bo l'rabos l'deya harishona. It's coming to include the first sheet that we saw yesterday, that filu yayin shu ochor ktsas, even wine that's a little bit dirty, the usur l'sananu b'mishameres v'kanal, that we said last night, a little bit of cloudy wine, you're not allowed to strain it in a regular strainer, afilu ochi yimutu l'sananu b'fifa mitzvahs, but you are allowed to strain it in this wicker basket, she'ena asuyo l'shamer b'bi mosachol. It's not the normal way that you would strain during the week, it's considered a shinui, and therefore it's like a scarf and it would be okay. The chain mayim, and so to water, vein slulim, vein achurim, the mixas, whether they are clear water or it's a little bit dirty, mutter losan al yoda, you're also allowed to strain using this wicker basket. If kata memchas, the kfifa mitzvahs, and the Shibura here, instead of explaining what a kfifa mitzvahs is, he moves on to a different type of strainer, va'oso kli ha'osui kenofa, and that kli that's made like a sieve, which is more specialized, shemisanim ba, which we strain with, dino kemishameres, it has a regular bit of a strainer hole in the yuchalakas. This is designated for that. So it's not like a kfifa mitzvahs, which is a shinui, more like a sudur. Rather, this other kli, whatever it is, it's made like a sieve, so it has a din of a regular sieve. The ein lesanim ba eleyayin salu b'mayin sulum, you can't strain in it, except for wine and water that's clear. Like we discussed last night, there is no iser of straining when the wine and water is clear. There's no borer, so whatever is mutter over there is going to be mutter with this specialized kli as well. The kanal bereish sif yud. Says the Mishabura Vaidus called the Memtes, Mishum Shinui. The Mechaber again said the reason why it should not be above a tefach from the bottom of the kfifa mitzvahs to the bottom of the kli underneath it is because of a change. It should be a shinui, shelo yia kuud in the chol. It shouldn't be like a weekday activity, a regular way of straining. Ulefizeh, according to this, mayim v'yayim tzluin, if it's clear water or wine, the gamba mishameres mutter v'kanal, which is 100% mutter, even with a regular strainer, so mameilu mutter lagbi akfifa tefa v'yoser, so mameilu, you'll be allowed to lift up the basket more than a tefa. But the whole point is a shinui. You don't need a shinui if the straining is 100% mutter. So then if it's water or wine that's clear, which is 100% mutter, you would not need this shinui. It could be a tefach above. However, the ayin be'alocha should be ayin. Look at the be'alocha where he explained, the harbe rishonim sober, many rishonim hold. The atam shetzorel shelo yakfiva gevoach tefach, the reason why the kfiva can't be a tefach above the bottom of the kli underneath it, whom mishum chash ol de shiura v'tefach, a totally different reason. The problem over here is you're making an ol by putting the strainer a tefach above the bottom of the kli underneath it. You're making a tefach which is an ol, which is a problem. Ulefiza, according to this, gam kishem esane nyayin umayim tzulim, even if you're straining water and wine that's clear where there's no problem with borer, din hachi, it's still usher to make an ohel. So in Afkamina, whether the reason is to do a shinui from the regular way of straining or because you want to avoid making an ohel tefach, is going to be if you're straining water and wine that's clear where there's no isser of straining, so you would not need the shinui. But an ohel is always a problem, and therefore you would need to put it within a tefach, so it's not going to be a problem with asiyas ohel. But that you should know. The inyan asiyas ohel lo shayel bazeh elo geshemechase ve'akfifel kol chalal ha'klisha tafteha. If you're talking about making a problem of an ohel over here, it's only shayach if you use the top cleat to cover the whole airspace of the bottom cleat and you make it like an ohel. But if you're holding this wicker basket over the bottom cleat, but it's not covering the whole thing, one hand is pouring in, the other hand is holding the kfifa mitzvahs part way over the other cleat, that's mutter, even if it's more than a tefach above the bottom cleat. Because then you're not covering the whole thing. It's not considered an ohel. Even according to the Mechaber, that says the problem is because you need a shinui in the borer. Evsher the gamze shinui mikri. It could be this also satisfies that idea of making a shinui that you're holding the thing that's doing the seething with one hand and pour it with the other hand. That's going to be enough of a shinui. But pratim hayat tzol. Certainly, if the liquid is cleared, the ain't sort of that shinui cloud, the time of Rishon Kamoshan Asavnu, then you would not need a shinui at all. If the liquid is clear, there's no isser of boder. Says the Mechaber by the Sevit Gimel, Kli Shem Ma'arin. This is talking about a Kli that you're drawing out from the barrel to pour it somewhere else. So Kli Shem Ma'arin, Pirishem Erikin, that you're taking from the chavis, bo yayin mea chavis. You're taking the wine from the chavis with this kli. Lo yitein bepiv kashin de kesavim bechoska. You can't stick in this ladle type of thing that you're drawing out the water from the barrel. You can't put pieces of straw or wood chips tightly in there. She'ein lecham misanenes v'dolo mizu. Because if you're having a kli that's drawing out from the barrel to pour it to another kli, you basically made a strainer. You're putting pieces of wood chips and you're putting pieces of straw there, so when it pours out into the other kli, you're basically straining it out. That is forbidden. That's basically making a misanenes. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Nun, lo yitem, rotzalomer afilu mi'er Shabbos, even if you prepared it before Shabbos, kedei lasanein derapo b'Shabbos, in order to sieve through that on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Obviously, we're talking about over here wine that's a little bit dirty, it's a little bit cloudy, that there's what to strain. Again, if it's clear wine, like last night, they're just small wood chips that don't bother most people for drinking. Even a regular strainer is mutter. Certainly, this would be fine. There's only a problem by putting in these little pieces of wood that are going to strain it out if it's something that you're not allowed to strain. So don't put it in the chazak b'chazka, the derech who litchol piv b'chozek. That's the way you put these pieces of shore or wood chips in tightly. Kineshi aqua kesamin batinofas milavar prevents the wood chips and the dirt from going through to the other kli where you're going to drink from. The alkenu ke'e mishameres, you basically made a mishameres, that is usser. Interesting, mishaburas, if cousin of day, she'ein lecha, the lashon of the mechaber was that you can't do this. She'ein lecha misaneres velo mizu. There's no greater strainer than putting in these wood chips or straw into this kli that you're drawing the wine out from and you're pouring it. That's like the greatest strainer you can make. Says in the Shabura, the Gemara Isa, the Gemara says very different. The Gemara says, the Mirsi Kimishameris, not as like the greatest strainer, it looks like a strainer. And the Ran explains, the Pirish Aran, the Lav Mishameris Mamashi, that's not a strainer. Sharei Ovren Bosh Marin, the sediment is able to go through this contraption that you made, El Kalen, the Isa Kesamim, it's, you know, it's the Lo Avribu, but since there are wood chips and dirt that can't pass through, Dami L'Mishameres Adkan L'Shoros. But the Ran explained, it's only similar to Mishameres, because the sediment goes through a real sieve, the sediment doesn't go through. Here the sediment goes through, but it does stop the wood chips, and therefore the Gemara says it looks like Mishameres. I, the Mechaber, U'mashakazav HaShulchan Aruch, She'ein L'cha, there's no greater sieve than that. That's just referring to the wood chips and the dirt that prevents from going in. In terms of those things that stop, there's no greater mishameres. But of course, no one argues that the sediment is getting through, and that's why the Gemara says that it's milsik mishameres. Says the Mechaber by the Sefer Dal, Mutur la'oros benachas mikli l'chavero. Very halachal ma'isa discussion over here. One is allowed to pour gently from one kli to another kli the wine. As long as you're careful, when the flow of wine slows down, and now you're left with the little drippings of wine that's coming out from the sediment, you have to stop pouring. Leave some of these drops of wine together with the sediment. If you don't do this, but you continue pouring, as the small drops are coming out of the leftover sediment, those little drops that come out make it clear that you're doing borer. In other words, so long that you're pouring the large amount of wine on top and you're leaving some wine together with the sediment, so the borer is not nicker. But when it starts dripping out very slowly, it's clear that the sediment, you're letting out the wine from the sediment, that would be a classic case of borer. The Ramah says a similar idea, Mutter la'agbiya chovis al ezadover, you can lift up the barrel on something, kedei she'ekalach v'meno hayayin hetev. You can lift up the barrel, lean it over something so it pours out very well. Let's see the Mishavura that will explain this, and then we'll see a note. Sipkata no gimel nitzotzos. You have to make sure that when you're pouring the wine from one cleat to another, you stop before the small drops start coming out of the sediment. What's a long bar? Tipos ketanos amataftafos v'shenivsaka kiluach. Talking about the small drops that drip out after the regular flow stops. Muchachi, that makes it clear during Borah if the little drops are coming out from the sediment. But Salomar needs to say the muchashu boru mitocha psalosh b'shuliyakli. It's very clear that you're separating out these little bits of wine from the psolas in the bottom of the kli. Abatchila shviyason kishadayin in a psolas nikir la boruhu. But the beginning of the pouring out of the wine, when you don't see anything coming out of the sediment, that is going to be okay. It's not recognizable, and therefore it's not considered boru. Even though there might be some wine coming out of the sediment then, but there's so much other wine, it's not nikir, that's going to be mutter. Sefkata nunhei is going to be nikir that you're borer. Umairi shorotza lishtos lachazman. So again, when you're pouring out the wine from one kli to another, and we don't want the small drops to come out from the sediment, that's only a problem if you want to drink that wine that's coming out later. The imbedaito lishtosa la'alta, if you plan on drinking the drops of wine that are coming out now immediately, we hold if you're separating the food from the bad, if you're not using a kli, mutter imbedaito le'ochel miyad. We have three requirements, ochel mitzoles, you're using your hand, and you're having it miyad. So here you have all three. You have the ochel mitzoles, the wine's coming out from the sediment, you plan on drinking it right away, and it's called doing it with your hands. Why? You're pouring it from one kli to another kli. Why is that called with your hands? Vikan says the Mishavur over here, Avshin la'ore mikli l'kli, even though you're pouring from one kli to another kli, so you might call that boner from a kli, mikomakum ikara brira nasa ideyadov. The brera that's happening over here, the separating that's happening is through your hands, because you're pouring the kli. So although you have a kli there, it's really just your pouring. You're holding it back, or you're pouring it more. It's really being done with your hands, and therefore, if you plan on eating it right away, it's considered miyad, biyad, and it's ochel mitopsolas, it would be mutter. The imnosan kesamim defia kli shem ma'ura besocho. But again, if you put wood chips to block the kli that you're pouring into, kedei sheyestan and heitev, that way it should get strained out well, and only the good wine should go through. So then, bazeh afilu alter usser. Even if you plan on drinking it right away, it would be usser. In eino mafsik shemaschil hanitzosos leirid mishav. If you don't stop when the small drops are coming out at the end, that would taka be a problem of borer. The choshev kibor aide kli. That would be borer aide kli. Because not just your hands, you actually made a kli that's blocking the sediment or the wood chips from going into the final kli that the wine is going into. That would be a regular case of borer mikli. V'asur lishpoch hashuma min harotev. Now we move to a discussion where you want to pour off the fat from the gravy. So it's asur to pour off the fat on top of the gravy. Afilu im lo yisirin bekaf. Even if you're not taking it off with a spoon, ele yishpoch ba'kli asma. You're just pouring it with the kli itself. So that's considered using your hand, because you're not using any kli, you're pouring it like we said before. It's still usser. The havakaborer biyad velo bikli, the kanal. It's considered pouring with your hand, separating with your hand, not with a kli. But mikamakam usser, it's still usser. Why? The ashuman mipki psolas. The fat that's on top is considered the psolas. Lagabe harotev, compared to the rotev, which is the sauce, which is the ochel that you want. In eino rotza le'echol ashuman la'alter, unless of course you plan on eating the fat right away, so then that becomes the ochel. Upsolas mitoch ochel, but since in this case you want the rotev on the bottom, you don't want the fat that's been coming off on the top, so it's psolas mitoch ochel, that's aser, afim rotza le'echol ha'ochel la'alter, even if you want to eat it right away, and you do it with your hand, psolas mitoch ochel is always aser, kimosha kosta bereisha, similar like we learned at the beginning of the siman. Vim shofach biyachad im ashumun gam mikzas min arotev shari. Zakhtim mishavura, if when you're pouring off the fat, you're pouring off some of the gravy with the fat, that's going to be mutter. And that's the point that we're going to go back to in 1 second. Let's just finish the last mishavura, then we'll see note 54. Sefkata nunvav kideshi kalach. This was the Ramah that says you can lift up a barrel onto something so it pours out on its own very well. Even though by leaning over this kli on the item, the wine is coming out also from within the sediment. Eino chashiv kabor. It's not considered borer. Kozman she'ena nitzosos matchilim leimah ben hashvarim. Again, as long as you stop before the little drops are coming out from the sediment, it's going to be okay. Kemoshen is very like we explained before. Now, if you look at note 54, this last nakuda that you're pouring off the fat on top of the gravy, that's going to be usser, because that's a psalm with the ochel. But the Mishavura threw in a line and said that if you're pouring out some of the rotev together with the shuman, that's going to be mutter. So in note 54, he brings other cases where we see the same idea, and then he brings the explanation of the Chazon Ish. V'chein kosev lahalom b'shem ataz, l'gabe zvuv shenofa l'macha l'mashke. You have a fly that fell into your food or drink. There we say that it's also to take out the fly from the food or the drink. So you find the fly in your coffee, or a little bug in your coffee, you take a spoon, you take out some of the coffee together with the fly, so we say that's going to be okay, like we're saying over here. So if you have fat that is floating on top of milk, we're going to say over there that it's also to remove the fat from the top of the milk. So we say over there also, if you take off some of the milk with the fat, it's mutter. Just like over here, take off some of the gravy with the fat, it's all mutter. So we have three cases where we're saying the same idea. Explains the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish Kosov. Shigama borer psoles in ma'ad ochel over mishum borer. Don't think that if you're taking out the psoles with some ochel, you're free and there's no more problem of borer. That's not the case as the Chazon Ish. Even if you're taking out the psoles with some ochel, you still could be over the isra of borer. Umashe tiru lahotzi es hashuman in ma'ad cholov. And that which they allow you to take off some of the fat together with some of the milk, hu mishum shataruves. The mixture between the fat and the milk is only in the place where they're touching. You know, the whole bottom is the milk and the fat is on top. The mixture is only in the place where they're actually touching each other. That's the mixture. So if you're taking off the fat with some of the milk, you're not doing any separating. Because there's only one place where they're together. You're not separate. You're keeping that together. Shekein b'mokom ha'maga nisharim heimu ravim. In their place of touching, they're still mixed together, so you didn't do anything. So it's not that there's no din of borer when you take out the psoas with some ochel. It's not like you just throw in some ochel, there's no borer. It's the way you're doing it in these cases that the place of separation where there would be borer, you're not separating them. So really, you didn't do any borer. You separated the milk from the milk. You didn't do anything. The milk that was connected to the shuman is still connected to the shuman. The coffee that has the fly in it still has the fly in it because that coffee was taken out. That's the pshat. The same thing is when you take the fly out from the drink with some of the drink. The Chazon Ish writes, Tamza, the same reason. Fine. Look at what we're going to see later on in Sivkotan Samach Aleph. Re'ei Sham, Shaprim Gadam Cholik. Ulodaitum Mutter Lotzi as Azvuvim Tzas Me'amashke Mitamacher. The Prima Gadam brings another reason why you're allowed to take the fly out with some of the drink, but we'll stop here and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Tezvov.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.